We're in the book of Galatians today, chapter 1, and I'm going to read verses 3 and 4. Paul writes, "Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father." I don't know about you, but sometimes I have the habit of skipping past the first few words in Paul's letters, because they kind of seem like housekeeping items. "Dear so-and-so, this is a letter from Paul, and I hope you're doing fine." But you know, given the fact that all Scripture is inspired by God, we should probably slow down once in a while and look at the stuff like greetings and genealogies. Take a careful look at this opening passage from Galatians, and you'll notice something really profound. It is the will of God the Father to deliver us from this present evil age. I sometimes wonder, collectively speaking, how many fists have been shaken in God's direction, how many times God has been cursed because of the situation we live with in this world. Never mind the fact that we brought it on ourselves. Never mind the fact that we made the mess we're living in, and we made it in spite of God's warning. Somehow, we still think God is doing all this to us, and we hold Him accountable. But Paul says something really important here. Jesus gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of God. In spite of who we are and what we've done, God still wants us out of this place. The suffering we live with is not some sort of vendetta by God against people who didn't want to play his way. It's simply the result of our own choice. And since the wages of sin is death, God could have easily pulled the plug on us the first day we sinned and been done with it. After all, if you reject the source of life, death is the natural consequence. But as the Bible puts it, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The thought of a universe devoid of you was just too much for God to bear. As far as he's concerned, heaven won't be populated by faceless crowds of people. It'll be populated by people that God knows personally and intimately. He wants you in His kingdom, not because it swells the numbers, but because He knows you and He likes you. The will of God is to deliver you from this present evil age and bring you to a place where these kinds of things never happen again. And that's the master plan revealed in the pages of the Bible. Without violating your freedom to choose, God is willing to recreate you into somebody who fits in the kingdom of heaven. Through the death of Christ, you have the gift of forgiveness, and then you get something more: deliverance from this evil situation the human race has created. And not only is that God's personal plan for you, it also happens to be a better way to live.